Hi everyone, we're continuing through the book of John, and today we'll be looking at John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law, and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So here in John 1, this is actually the start of Jesus' ministry, right? And that was what Jesus is doing is he's starting to gather disciples, a following. And in this passage, Jesus goes to Galilee and he calls Philip here very simply. And he just says, "Follow me." Now, we know very little about Philip except one very important thing here, and that is that he meets Jesus and he follows him. That's all we know. But then, after he meets Jesus and follows him, he goes and tells his friend, Nathanael. And he tells Nathanael, "We have found the one," right? "We found the one of whom Moses and the Old Testament was writing about. It's Jesus of Nazareth. We have found the one, the Messiah, the promised one." And so like Andrew in yesterday's passage, Philip met Jesus and he experienced something transformational. And also, just like Andrew, Philip does not keep this to himself. It says here, Philip goes to find his friend Nathanael to tell him. Now, just quick FYI here, scholars believe Nathanael to be Bartholomew, who is listed among the 12 disciples of Jesus in the other Gospels. But anyways, Nathanael hears what Philip says to him. And he hears Philip say, "We have found the one, Jesus of Nazareth." And Nathanael, his response is, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And so clearly, Nathanael is skeptical. And he's not just skeptical. Here he sounds kind of elitist, prejudiced, maybe even kind of racist. In our day, I think what Nathanael would be saying is, he'd be kind of like saying, "Can anything good come out of Alabama? Aren't they just a bunch of rednecks there?" That's essentially what Nathanael is saying here. That's how Nathanael thought of Nazareth. Now, we have to remember here, to whatever degree we care about where someone is from today, we take that degree and we multiply it by 100,000. Because in that time, where someone was from mattered so much more than today. And part of what Nathanael's doing, he's recognizing here that Jesus doesn't really have pedigree. He's expecting the Messiah, the one, the Christ, to have a PhD from Harvard. But here he's finding out Jesus doesn't even have his GED or something, right? This is how he's thinking. He's elitist. He's looking down because of where Jesus is from. But Philip here then deserves so much credit. He hears his friend's discriminatory, maybe racist, elitist kind of thoughts, and he says, "Come and see." That's just what Jesus said to Andrew, actually, in yesterday's passage. Now, Philip doesn't have the answers. He doesn't figure out. He doesn't rebuke Nathanael or anything like that. But he just knows that if Nathanael can meet Jesus, things will be different. That's all Philip was thinking. He doesn't try to reason with him or talk him through it. He just says, "Hey, come and see. Why don't you just come and meet him?" And Philip is right. Nathanael meets Jesus. And Jesus declares, he tells Nathanael that he saw him even before Philip talked to him under a fig tree. he also says in him there's like no deceit, which is kind of say this man, you're an honest man. He's declaring that over him, even though Nathaniel has these kind of mixed or, you know, kind of wrong discriminatory thoughts and words. But Jesus meets Nathaniel and he just astonishes him by showing him that, hey, I know who you are. I saw you under that tree. I know your name. And Nathaniel's just in awe and he recognizes, this is the one, right? This is the Son of God. This is the King of Israel. And to that, Jesus says, you haven't seen anything yet. And that's what he says, I say to you, you'll see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. What he's saying is, you're going to see heaven open. You're going to see heaven itself. And you're going to see that I, Jesus, am the way to heaven. You're going to experience something that is amazing. In this short little account here, we see so much. Right? We see transformation for Philip, and we see transformation for Nathaniel. And all that it takes is meeting Jesus, going and seeing and encountering him. And I think for us, right, we think of ministry, we think of evangelism, outreach, all these kind of things in a lot of different ways. Like we have to try to minister in this way, we try to reason with people this way, prove something, all these different kind of thoughts, methods, and things we're thinking about. And there's validity to all those things. But simply what happens here, come and see. Go and meet him. This is what we should pray for ourselves, that we will continue to go and see Jesus. This is what we pray for our church, that we'll continue to encounter Jesus. This is what we pray for our neighbors, for our friends, that we can just say to them, hey, come and see. We don't need to have all the answers. We don't need to have everything figured out. We just need them to meet Jesus. Let's pray that we, our friends, our church, our neighbors can meet this Jesus and be transformed and changed, that we can see that he is the way, that he is the one, he is our God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word, and we thank you that you are the way to heaven. You are the way to the Father. You are the way to true life. And we pray that we will encounter you and experience you. Many of us have these struggles, much like Nathaniel, in terms of our thoughts and our hearts, sin. And yet, Jesus, you're the one who transforms us and changes us. And you bring us forgiveness and hope. And in you, we can find life. We pray that we will continue to go to you. We pray that our church will continue to go to you. We pray that our neighbors will be able to come and see the greatness and the goodness of who you are, God. We love you, God. In your name we pray. Amen.